Welcome to Top Advisor Marketing, where you will learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your practice. Brought to you by Top Advisor Podcasting, a done-for-you podcasting solution built just for trusted advisors. And now, your co-hosts of Top Advisor Marketing, Kirk Lowe and Matt Halloran.
Hello and welcome to another Top Advisor Marketing Podcast. We have really, really great people on the show today. I can't speak highly enough about really the brand, first off. If you want to see what real good branding looks like, the Money Couple is branded about as perfectly as a brand can be. So there's number one. It's Scott and Bethany Palmer. They are the Money Couple. They are on television. They have great videos. They have all of this wonderful content. And they're going to talk today about how you can use one of the biggest buzzwords in financial services, which is behavioral finance. And they're going to talk to you how you can use that as a very, very powerful marketing tool, but they take it even deeper. So Scott and Bethany, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having us.
Great to be here.
Okay, we have to break down the first thing and get this just out of the way, because people are going to say, okay, they're the Money Couple. You guys aren't. Are you currently practicing advisors, or can you tell us a little bit about your history, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So Bethany and I have been actually financial advisors for the last 25 years. We actually just sold one firm, and Bethany is now focusing full time on the Money Couple because it's just blown up. But I still am a registered investment advisor, still servicing clients. And so what we're going to be talking about today on the behavioral finance is used every single day in every single appointment all the time. And I have really had transitioning from selling one company, I started another company from absolute scratch, like starting all over from ground zero, and have built a practice that's pretty sizable in nature just in the last 2.5 years by using a lot of the principles that we're going to be talking about today to really lock in our clients.
Let's talk about the difference in conversation. Because that, to me, this five money personalities conversation seems to me to be the game changer. Am I right there, or am I missing something?
No, it absolutely is a game changer. You know, one of the things as advisors that's becoming more and more challenging is, how do you differentiate yourself? Because a lot of the products are the same. A lot of the prices and pricing is the same, and pricing is coming down, as we all know. So really the challenge as a financial advisor is, how do you connect with your clients in a way that's going to make you stand out, but also make them feel really cared for? And one of the ways to do that is to really, really know how they view money and speak to them in a language, in a way that really connects with them, and it's fun at the same time. So we're excited to talk about that today.
You know, we really actually stumbled into this. I mean, I would love to say there was some huge, like, oh, we should do this. But what happened was, about 10 years ago, Bethany and I were sitting, when we were with our other firm, Bethany and I were sitting down with a client. They were couples, and they looked perfect on paper. They looked like every model client should. I mean, he was very successful in the tech world here where we live in Colorado Springs. And he had a very large company. And so they were paying off their house. They were saving for retirement. They had non-qualified accounts. The 529s were taken care of. It was beautiful on paper. And we actually were kind of doing life with these people. Our kids were on the same soccer team at the time. That's when we played soccer. Now we're a football family. But that's when we were in that stage of life. And they came in and sat down, and the tension was so thick in the room, you could cut it with a knife. Mm. And so I'm kind of looking at Bethany like, did they have an elevator fight before they got into the office, or what's going on here? So finally I said, you guys, what is going on? There's so much tension in this room. Are you upset with us? Is there something going on? And she broke out and said, actually, no, we're here to have you help us split up our assets. And our jaw hit the ground. She said, we're actually getting divorced. And we were just kind of stuck. And so I was thinking, you know, okay, well, someone's addicted to porn, or someone, you know, cheated on someone. My mind's just spinning on what's gone down here. Someone has a drinking problem. I'm going through everything. And that Bethany kind of kicked me under the table, which was her way of saying, you ask them, which I did. And I said, well, do you mind telling us why you're getting a divorce? And what she said almost put Bethany and I completely out of our chairs, because she said, we're getting divorced over money. And we were like, money? Well, you have plenty of money. And she came back and said, we just can't agree about our money. And it's been a big struggle in our marriage for the last 10 years. And so later that night, Bethany and I sat down and we were like, what does that even mean? Like, what is this couple struggling with? Why is this happening?
How do you get your head wrapped around that one?
Yeah, especially when you're the financial advisor. So basically what we ended up doing was I ended up calling him about 3 days later. And I said, I need you to give me just a couple examples of why your marriage is ending over money, because you guys have plenty of it and we've done a pretty good job of managing this for you. And so he said, Scott, I'm going to give you two examples. And the first one is coffee. And I was like, okay, coffee. He said, you know how I love my $5 cup of coffee. And I was like, absolutely. He says, every day she gives me a thermos. Every day she says, this only costs 25 cents when I brew it. Why are you spending $5? He said, for the last 15 years, I have dealt with that every single morning of my life. He says, the same is true of lunches. Now, this guy built his business networking at his lunches, and he buys for everybody. And I've been to several of them, and it's a blast. But, you know, he said, Scott, every day I go, every night when I get home, you know, after I made her mad first about the coffee, I come in and she says, where'd you go to lunch? Who'd you take? How much did you spend? What did you eat? And he said, it's just, she nitpicks me all the time about money. And so Bethany and I, because we're doers and because we're huge activators, said, we can fix this. Like, we can help this couple. So we went resource crazy. We were online trying to find books about how couples can agree about money, how people view money. And all of it was debt, how to pay your house off early, college savings, and the basic financial planning stuff that we already did, but there was nothing on relationships. So we took a 4 or 5 year time where we just interviewed couples, talked to couples, worked through financial issues with couples. And this is what we found. The first thing is that 70% of all divorces cite money as the number one reason for their breakup.
I'm sorry.
Number one reason.
What was that percentage?
70%. It's more than sex. It's more than all the other problems we have in marriages. It only makes up 30%. Money is 70%. So we've got a 50% divorce rate in America. 70% of those people are getting divorced over money. And at the time, there was no way to diagnose the issue. There was no way to help your clients understand why they disagreed about money. Nothing. So that's why we created the 5 money personalities. We took a bunch of data that we had collected. We hired a statistical scientist from Stanford and put together this assessment so that advisors can actually understand their clients' money personalities, so they can sell to them differently, so that they can understand their clients better, and they can totally transform their practice.
And you even took it to the next level, because now this is something that you can offer to our listening audience as a huge differentiator and have them change the conversation. Guys, I've heard this conversation forever from advisors that I've coached and that we've consulted, and even some of the ones that we do podcasting and social for, that this is, that conversation is not something that is trained by the CFP, by the FPA, by NAFA, NAP, for any of these organizations. But it's so needed to be able to identify how people relate to money. And now you guys have something that not only helps the advisor understand how their clients relate to money, but you have a whole marketing program surrounding this, which is why I'm so excited about having you on the show. Before we jump into the entire program, which I definitely want to spend time on today, would you mind just talking about the 5 money personalities to give everybody a little bit of a primer on how they can use this in their practice?
Absolutely. One of the things that we wanted to do when we were trying to figure out and identify what the different money personalities were is we want to make sure that we gave names that were really easy and quick to understand. So it wasn't, you know, what kind of apple are you, or orange are you, or, you know, put all these weird words together. We wanted to make it really, really simple. But here's where the secret sauce is, and where, as you an advisor, can help your clients so much, is helping them identify what their money personalities are by identifying what their primary one is, but then also their secondary. And that's where the secret sauce is as a financial advisor, because you can speak to who they are primarily, but then also secondarily. So we have five money personalities, but everybody has two, a primary one and a secondary one. So it makes it really interesting and fun to be able to help them because they don't even often know that they can have a conflict in their own brain of how they view money. Let me just quickly go through what they are. But again, remembering that there's like 20 combinations of them, because you have a primary one and a secondary one. So the first one is a saver. Okay. So we all know those savers who love to come into our office, and they're actually pretty excited about saving. But here's the thing about savers. Savers like to save themselves, but they also like other people to save. So they are really into their spouse saving. They're into their friends saving. When you go out for coffee or whatever, they're talking about how they saved money, and you should save money too. So it's just, they're kind of all about it. And that's where it really helped us understand people, because again, these money personalities, they like to make sure that they're that way themselves, but they see other people and they want other people to be the way that they are. So the first one's the saver. The second one is completely opposite of that, and that is a spender. They love to spend money. So spend money on themselves, but also they love to spend money on other people. They're huge gift givers. You know, we have those clients that come in and actually give us gifts or send us a thank you book or maybe a gift certificate or something like that. And those are the spenders. Again, they love to spend money on themselves, but they love to give gifts. Another great example is, you know, maybe you'll put on a party and you'll say, no gifts, please. And they bring a gift anyway. You know those people? Well, those are your spenders. So savers, spenders. The third one is what's called a risk taker. Now, these are people who love to take risks, but here's the key to understanding a risk taker and a risk taker money personality is that they like big risks, like maybe starting a new business, but they also like small everyday risks. Let me give you an example of an advisor. We were speaking to a large group, a couple thousand people, and we actually called the advisors up on stage. And we said, you know, if you think that your primary money personality is a risk taker, we want you to come up stage. So he did. And we said, okay, give us an example of a small everyday risk that you would take as an advisor. He said, oh, I've got a great one. Just last week, there was this client. He was bugging me. He was not returning my phone call. We had had a great first meeting. And I just was like, you know what? I'm just going to get in the car and go drive and see him. And so he did. But the thing was, it was 3 hours away. So he just picked up, got in his car, and drove 3 hours to go see him. And he got the sale, by the way, which was pretty exciting. But anyway, that's an example of somebody who's just going to kind of go for it. They kind of live by that mantra of just go for it. So you've got the saver, the spender, the risk taker. The fourth one is what's called a security seeker. And that money personality is totally opposite of a risk taker. Okay. They like to seek security. They like the plan. They would never just hop in a car and go see a client. They've got to know that they're going to go do that maybe next week at 5 o'clock. They've got to have that total plan in place. And that plan gives them security. And so when you think of clients, you know, we love the people, just give me the plan. I just want the plan. That is your security seeker. And then the last money personality is really kind of fun, because what we discovered in all of our research is there's this whole segment of people who have a component to themselves that they fly by the seat of their pants when it comes to money. So this fifth one is called a flyer. And because they fly by the seat of their pants when it comes to money, they really don't, money is not really on their radar. They think more about relationships over money. So a perfect example, my mother-in-law, she's a primary flyer. And she, you know, if you ask her out to coffee, it's not like, where are we going to go because we're going to save money, or it's going to be a really nice place, or it's different or whatever. No, it's just, I want to be with you. And so flyers are big on relationships. So the interesting thing is when you put these combinations together, and Scott will here go over a couple of examples, maybe you can use us as an example, is really that secret sauce, that behavioral finance, because it's so easy to understand who your clients are quickly and to be able to speak their language. Instead of speaking your language, you're speaking their language.
And the cool thing, and we're going to go over the specific program in a little while, but the really cool thing is, like, for instance, if you're emailing, which is what I do, a link, and before my clients come in or before I'm interviewing them, maybe they're prospects, I have them take the money personality assessment so I know what I'm walking into. So for instance, if I'm meeting with a primary flyer, I know the first half an hour is going to be asking them about their grandkids. I work in an older market, asking them about their grandkids, asking about their upcoming trips. And what it does is it speaks to their money personality. Let's say their secondary money personality is a risk taker. I'll be able to see that in the conversation that we're having. And then we start talking about investments and digging deeper into their finances. I know that I'm going to have more of a risk taker bent to my conversations. And so it's phenomenal to see how much you can get accomplished and how much you'll understand and know them before they even walk through the door. It's also really fun for them as a couple if they're married. It's fun for them if they're single, because the money personality is a new thing to them. It's not like you're sending them the risk questionnaire that where you're trying to figure out if they're, you know, conservative, moderate, aggressive with their portfolio. You're actually getting to know them as a person, and it revolves around the money. And so we've had people come in and say, hey, we had our kids take this too. And I had my adult children take this because they're driving me crazy when it comes to money. So you've built a relationship with them that no one else has, and you've taught them something that's completely invaluable for the rest of their life. And it doesn't matter if they're, my average client age is 64. When we go over the money personalities, they light up. And I hear all the time, he's been driving me crazy for the last 40 years, but finally I understand why he acts the way he does around money.
This is such a commoditized profession, and we keep hearing it, the race to the bottom when it comes to fees. And, you know, really, what, you know, what is the difference between a live financial advisor and a robo-advisor? Guys, you're solving this problem. This is why I was so excited about having you on the show, not just because of the groundbreaking research and changing the conversation and talking to people with it. It's got exactly what you were just talking about. Those were such wonderful examples of how you're going to change your approach to build a relationship with them right out of the gate instead of doing your standard rigmarole. But not only that, you guys built a whole darn program that is going to make most of the financial advisors' eyes bug out of their head, because you, as financial advisors, understand what financial advisors want and expect from a program. So before we, you know, whatever responses you have on that, but then I really do want to jump into this because I love your system.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I cannot tell you how excited we are about it, because for the first time, we have an actual way for you, for a person, for a financial advisor, to actually relate to their clients quickly and fast. A lot of financial advisors have security seeker in them, either primarily or secondarily. Scott, for example, he's a primary spender, so loves to give gifts, secondary security seeker. Okay, so he needs the plan. A lot of times, financial advisors, we find, have that security seeker part of them. Again, either primarily or secondarily. But here's the thing, oftentimes as a financial advisor, we're projecting that onto the people who walk in the door. And the people who walk in the door oftentimes do not have that. So you're projecting on them, and subconsciously you're trying to put yourself onto them, your way of thinking into them, and they're rejecting it. You know those clients when you meet with them and they walk out the door and you're like, man, we just could not get on the same wavelength. That's just not going to happen. It's probably because you didn't understand them and who they are. And you were trying to put your way of thinking into them. And it was just, there was a big conflict and it was clashing versus just coming in. So imagine, I love Scott's example. I mean, imagine, so you're not a flyer and you're not a risk taker, but the person walks in and you sit down and you are all about them. You're all about the relationship and you're not usually like that. My gosh, you will connect with them so quickly and they'll just be like, how did this person connect so fast?
You know, another interesting thing, and I'll say this because I know as advisors, we come into this every once in a while, is that our clients do get divorced. And I had a situation with some long-term clients and
not always just over money.
Yeah. And they were getting divorced and it wasn't about money they were getting divorced about. It was about something else. But I retained both of them, which I thought was really interesting. And I thought really spoke to the money personalities because they had different money personalities. So I spoke to her differently and I spoke to him differently. So when they split, they both viewed me as their financial advisor. And what we're finding more and more with these money personalities as advisors, when you know how to speak their language. So for instance, in this case, she was much more of a flyer. He was much more of a spender. I knew how to speak to each of them in such a way that they felt like I was so dialed into how they thought about money. They viewed me as their financial advisor. So when you use these money personalities, you're putting yourself in a position when, you know, God forbid you do have a client that splits, they're both going to say, well, I'm sticking with Scott because he's my financial advisor. You know, the portfolio he put together was totally for me. And it's just really something very interesting. I've since we've started doing this with the people that have split in our firm, I've never lost the couple.
You know, one thing that I'll say another thing too, I want to just speak to making and giving product suggestions to people and how the money personalities will help you do that as well. Oftentimes, we find about 80% of the clients that we've served, when they're married, they have something that we call the opposite dynamic. And I'm not going to get into all the details of that, but to make it super simple, three of the money personalities, spender, risk taker, and flyer, are on one side of the spectrum, and saver and security seeker on the other side of the spectrum. And if your money personalities are on the opposite sides of the spectrum, you have what we call the opposite dynamic. And there's 80% of clients that are married have that opposite dynamic. So here you give a portfolio suggestion to someone, and it probably will just speak and be exciting to one person. But let's say you have in a relationship a spender risk taker married to a saver security seeker. They are just completely opposite. When you're talking about the products, you can talk about them in a way that will speak to them.
And that's how we designed the Financial Advisor Ally, is that we wanted to, in the program, we actually teach you how to look at all the money personalities in that relationship that are bumping up against each other. And you know you've sold that client when suddenly they're telling you about what they fight about when it comes to money, and they're not even officially your client. So one of the things that we teach in Financial Advisor Ally is how, just like what Bethany said, we help you graph it. We help you see exactly where they are going to conflict about money. And then we help you build a portfolio that's going to take care of both of them so that hopefully they stay married forever and they stay with you. But even if they do split, they keep their assets with you because, well, that portion of the portfolio was, you know, how Scott managed that for me and that was you. So it's really been very interesting to see how that's worked for financial advisors, because you'll speak so much into their lives and you'll instead of saying, hey, here's a mutual fund that I think is great for you, or an ETF or an annuity or whatever you're using, you can say, no, this is perfect for this person based on their money personalities.
Inside of our Financial Advisor Ally program, we actually have a resource. It's called a product feature preference chart. And what it does is it shows you each money personality and what kinds of products are going to really appeal to them.
Let's break down what they get in this financial advisor ally program?
I almost get chills. I get so excited about it because we've been a part and we have learned a lot from online training and all different parts of our life, for our marriage, for just for financial advising, for building a business, so on and so forth. This particular program is so full service. First of all, the first thing that I just want to highlight is our Financial Advisor Ally Learning Center. You actually get a username and password to be able to get you in there, and you can learn at your own pace. You could do it all in one day if you wanted, or you can break it out over time. There's 5 learning modules along with guidebooks that help you. We've learned that sometimes pen to paper is just the best way to make things stick. So we actually put together a guidebook for you for each module, along with lots of additional resources. So inside of the Learning Center, again, it's very, very well done. Videos by yours truly. And just really teaching you on a hands-on way of how to learn about the money personalities. Would you like me to just quickly run down the other things that are inside of the program as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think our audience is going to be very excited and happy about the completeness of the program. So yes, please.
Yes, exactly. We include in the program, you get your very own copy of our best-selling book, The 5 Money Personalities, which is just a great book to read. We give you a seminar that you can use with your clients. We give you a product feature preference chart showing you how to apply the money personalities inside of your practice. We give you a quick reference guide. So it takes each of the money personalities, gives you trigger words to be able to use that will really help you connect.
And I love this one because I call them power words. Mm-hmm. So for instance, if I'm working with a saver,
which you are not,
you're not a saver, but if I'm working with a client, that's a saver.
No, you are not.
Yeah, no, I am not a saver. So I am a financial advisor that tries to practice what I preach, but I'd spend every dollar if I could. But if I'm working with a saver, then I'll use saving words. I'll say, hey, this is going to be great. This savings account, we're going to save here. We're going to save with fees here. And when you use that word, it puts them in their happy place. So with a risk taker, I'm never going to say, hey, this is a great conservative place for you, because they're going to hear conservative and be like, I don't want to be conservative. That's not who I am. But if you use words like, hey, this is going to help us maybe take a little bit more risk, this is going to be a little bit more volatile than the other ones, that's going to, it's going to juice them up, believe it or not.
They say, this is, if you're talking about this is a new product and something new that came out.
Yeah. Risk takers live for that stuff.
They do. They do. So that, I love that quick reference guide. All right. We give you templates to be able to use with prospects, to be able to bring them in the door. We give you templates to be able to use with your current clients, emails, snail mail kind of things. All of it is included inside of the program. We give you a discounted rate to be able to give your books. A lot of people love to use the seminar that we put together for you. So we not only put the PowerPoint together, we give you the words to use, but they love to do that for maybe a client appreciation dinner. It's what a fun way to bring your clients in and give them something different. But then we give you a discounted price to the book. And then so a lot of clients give the book away. A lot of times at Christmas time, that's a great thing to give to clients. Again, it's around money, but it's fun. We give you a certificate of completion that you've been through the course. If you feel like, you can put it on your wall pridefully, and access to us, Scott and Bethany. So we have seen every kind of situation, every kind of client situation, and it's so fun to be able to help work you through that. The last thing I want to highlight that I am so excited about is that, and we had quite a bit of money was put in to be able to make this allowed and make this available to the people through Financial Advisor Ally, but we give you your own branded money personality assessment. So if you go on our website and you take the assessment for you, you can visualize, and we have inside of some things, we show you examples of it, but it can either put your picture or your logo right at top. And here's the cool thing. You, let's say you send the link to your money personality assessment to your clients before, or a prospect before they take the assessment. It will give them the results, so they'll know what they are, but it will send it to you as well. So we'll have people who will have their prospects take the assessment while they're out in the waiting area. And before you even meet them, you could maybe have your front assistant give them the assessment on an iPad. And before you even meet them, you know who they are. You know what their money personalities are. I mean, this is, it's better. It's golden.
And
so we're really excited about it.
I think the thing that I get so excited about, that because I've seen it work. This isn't like I hope this works. This is proven for us. I mean, I have, like I said, my little RIA that I started from scratch 26 months ago has just ballooned. And it's been so fun because what we're finding is that even with new clients, but even if you've already got a book of business, doing this seminar just as a fun lunch, doing this seminar, come learn about your money personalities. You look amazing because basically you're saying, I'm not done learning about you. This is all about you, which as financial advisors, that's what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be making this about them, definitely not about us. So even if you've got clients and you bring them in and go, man, you know, I just want to learn some more about you. I want to make sure that I'm taking my service to the next level for you. This is awesome because you can do this totally fun seminar. It's all scripted for you. Everything's done. This is all turnkey. The financial advisor ally, you don't have to do one thing to incorporate this into your business. And part of what we love about financial advisor ally is you're already successful in this business. You wouldn't be listening to this podcast if you didn't have a system and a formula that works great for you. Keep doing it. The money personality assessment takes maybe 8 minutes to complete. So you're not putting more on your client to do, but it's giving you an opportunity to see your client through brand new lenses, for them to see you through brand new lenses. And more importantly, if they're married or they have a partner or they're concerned about their kids, it lets them see all those other super important relationships through a different lens and who brought it to them. You did as a financial advisor. And that's why we call it financial advisor ally. We don't want your clients. We have plenty. We want you as clients. We want the advisor as clients because Bethany and I have this big, hairy, audacious goal. It's called our BHAG. Why are we doing this? Why are we offering this? Why have we put so much time and so much of our own resources? We want to bring down the divorce rate in America by 10%. And financial advisors have the power to do that by taking the 50% divorce rate and knowing that 70% of that divorce rate is over money. We hold the power as financial advisors because we're their trusted advisor with their money, which is a thing that's splitting up marriages more than anything else by a lot. So we're so excited about this because we're so passionate about marriages. We're so passionate about our industry. And we know as an industry, we can bring down the divorce rate by that 10%. We can speak into each other's lives and we can really become the advisor that people will love forever because they'll know it.
I'm actually going to leave it at that. That was first off, beautiful. And thank you so much for telling our audience your why. You know, a lot of people create things for financial services professionals without that real strong core passion. And if our listeners didn't feel your guys' passion, I don't know where the heck they've been for the last 30 minutes, because I'm sitting here smiling from ear to ear. You guys are just making me smile. I love what you're talking about. And as an ex-therapist, there's so many different things that you've said that you can tell the level of research you've done. And I love that. This isn't just, you know, pop psychology. This is real researched. It's almost to the point of quantitative. I mean, you talked about something called transference, right? Transference is a psychological principle that you as the caregiver are transferring your stuff onto the client. And you guys just talked about that with financial services professionals. That is one of the biggest pitfalls that financial advisors aren't aware that they're doing. You know, the market could have pooped itself. Here's a good example. And you bring that market pooping itself into a client meeting, and then they don't care about the market pooping themselves, but you do, and you're transferring that onto the client because then you change the conversation. Now, I am a little bit overwhelmed, not just because I think you guys are unbelievable, but I'm overwhelmed that you're offering this for the price point you are. Did you make a mistake on the website, or I'm being very serious here because I didn't realize, first off, everybody who's listening, they have their prices on the website. Now, very few people ever do that. But then when I looked at the prices, I thought to myself, okay, so help us with that, because this seems too good to be true.
Well, you know, get in while it's low. That's yeah. all
good
I
call.
Can say.
Good call. I love that. Good. That's great.
That's right. And, you know, one of the things that we want to make sure is that we get it in people's hands, and we don't want anything to be a barrier. And a lot of times the thing I do love about this particular program is that an advisor who's been doing it for years and has plenty of assets and makes millions, you know, can use this. But you know what? What a wonderful way for a new advisor who's looking for a way to stand out and be a little bit different, that maybe doesn't have their plan to their assets under management quite yet, that's giving them the income that they need. We just don't want anybody to have the dollar amount, the price point, to be something that stops you. It's almost just like, why wouldn't you do it? And we want to get this in as many people's hands as possible. We also want people to have their own version of it, that we want to have their own learning center, their own access to it. We don't want everybody, you know, to be $10,000 and then everybody shares it kind of thing. We want everybody to have their own. And we know that this price point is a great place to start.
So where it starts for an individual like myself, I'm my little RIA here. We charge $295 for all the stuff that we just listed. And then we also charge $19.95 per month. And that's to keep the assessment going for you. That's yes. so that we can pay our guy to keep ongoing maintenance. If you have questions or you have issues, we pride ourselves on our customer service here, because we understand that that's what your clients expect from you. And we don't mind you expecting that from us. So yeah, it's $295. And it's $19.95 per month, additionally, to keep your co-branded assessment rolling.
And the thing that is, let's say that you used it for a year and then you didn't want to do it anymore. You can stop. You can stop this at any time that you want. People don't, because they love the assessment. That's one of the power of the whole process, is knowing what your client's money personalities are. But we don't have any kind of commitment that you have to stay.
You don't sign a contract
3 years or 5 years or whatever. We're not into that, because we just know that you're going to absolutely love the product and you're going to tell your friends about it too.
How do they find you guys?
The best way to do it is to actually go onto our website at themoneycouple.com. At the very top, you will see the different categories of people that we serve. And one of them is financial advisors. So under the community word, click on that, financial advisor, boom, the whole program will be there, along with videos explaining a little bit more. And again, we're super excited to get it in financial advisors' hands.
Guys, thank you so much for what you've created. Thank you so much for bringing it to our audience. And thank you for changing the conversation.
Absolutely.
Our pleasure.
So, in closing, I just want to say, so many of you are certified financial planners, and we know that because we know who listens to our podcast. When you're having your clients take things like, you know, risk tests or, you know, the client questionnaire, you're really missing a very strong emotional and psychological connection that is needed nowadays. If you are truly going to become an advisor for life, you have to understand how your clients feel about money. And I have seen a couple of things that, not even like the tip of the iceberg from what the Money Couple has created. This is an amazing program. Changing that conversation, making it so that you're talking to them in their language, and it opens up even more opportunities for cross-selling, because you know what products and services each of the money categories, money personalities, want to hear from you. So you can truly be a comprehensive financial planner. So for Scott and Bethany Palmer, the money couple, this is Matt Haller. And if you have not subscribed to the podcast yet, make sure you click that subscribe now button below. And if you know anybody who would love to change the conversation that they're having with their clients, please go to themoneycouple.com and go to the community tab, go to financial advisors. They also work with churches and other individuals. So check out their website. Great videos. And also please look at their website. When it comes to branding, they are spot on. So Scott and Bethany, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks again. It was great.
It was great to be with you.
And we'll see you on the other side of the mic very soon.
Are you ready to change the way you communicate with your clients? Are you tired of being the best kept secret in your area? Learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your business. Contact us today and see what the power of podcasting can do for your business. Click on the Contact Us link on our website at topadvisormarketing.com and set up a call to learn more. Follow us on LinkedIn and Facebook for more updates and information.
This was brought to you by Iris.xyz, a platform helping financial professionals become better in business and life through new media and new voices. Visit them and learn more at Iris.xyz.